I've sent the following wire to President Truman. My heartiest congratulations to you on your election.
I'm aware of my blackness, but I don't go around and look and see whether I'm different than someone else.
Fail a lot quickly, and then eventually you'll succeed.
I worry that the person who thought up Muzak may be thinking up something else.
Of all the ignored or at least argued over household chores, one at the top of the list, particularly for cat owners, is replacing the kitty litter. And as a cat owner, I know it's gruesome, but you can't ignore that litter box. But did you know that without the ingenuity of a Michigander, we might be changing out the kitty sand? Let's get the details as we welcome back the Michigan History Center State Archivist, Mark Harvey. So, Mark, what in the world did cat owners use in the days before we had kitty litter?
A lot of times they would use nothing. This has been immortalized in wonderful cartoons like Looney Tunes and even the Flintstones. If you remember, at night, people put the cats out. So there wasn't a lot of need for a product. If they did have a cat box inside, it was usually filled with sand, maybe sawdust, or in desperation, ashes.
Ooh, okay. That does not sound good. And yeah, even if your cat's indoors during the day, that's a long time.
Right.
And maybe it was just accepted that you put the cat out. Our guy is an indoor kitty, never goes out. So we're talking about some pretty messy options when you're talking about sand and ashes. So enter Edward Lowe of Cassopolis, Michigan, a Navy veteran, served in World War II, and he had some kind of a eureka moment in 1947. What was that moment?
He did. He worked for his dad's industrial absorbent business, so they sold absorbent to clean up industrial spills, and there was a shipment of Fuller's Earth Clay that his dad just wanted nothing to do with. He was not impressed with the quality of the product, and Ed Lowe, ever the inquisitive person, wanted to find a use for this, and began experimenting with it. And his neighbor, Mrs. K. Draper, had run low on sand, and it was also cold, so her kitty sand had frozen, so she had resorted to those ashes, and the cat had started tracking it all over the house. So she, instead of borrowing a cup of sugar from her neighbor, she went over to see if he had any extra cat sand that she could use. And he said, why don't you try this? And he gave her the Fuller's Earth Clay particles and never looked back.
So there were bags of this powder. His dad didn't want it, and he said, hey, let's see what works. And certainly it did. And then things really hit big time when? About the 1960s for him?
Yeah, before that. So he branded it Kitty Litter, which pretty generic.
It's a good name, yeah.
But he was an entrepreneur's entrepreneur. He would go anywhere that would have him, farm shows, cat shows. He would clean people's boxes at cat shows to demonstrate his product. So if you can imagine voluntarily going around cleaning cat boxes,
no.
That's a dedicated businessman.
That is indeed. So it took that work, and then did he actually wind up being able to split off from dad's company, form a company, and start producing it?
Yeah, he did. And in 1964, 65, he branded it as a very familiar brand we know today, Tidy Cat.
Ah, so there we go, the very first one. So what was the end result of his business?
It kept growing. He faced some challenges in the 1980s from corporate giants like Clorox, but they were able to keep the business together and solidify it, the brand, and move forward. I think at their peak, they employed around 600 employees, and eventually, towards the end, they sold out to Ralston Purina, and then Ed and his wife turned and created a foundation, the Ed Lowe Foundation, that supports entrepreneurship and also does some land preservation as well.
And so he took all of those, millions and millions that he made from selling Tidy Cat and tried to do good with it.
He did.
Is he still with us?
He is not. He passed in 1995. But the foundation is still in existence, and you can see some early kitty litter videos at their website, edwardlowefoundation.org.
And it is mind-boggling when you think of walking into the pet supply aisle now and seeing what he hath wrought, because there's so many options for kitty litter today.
It is a $3 billion industry today.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Mark, for sharing this story of self-made kitty litter mogul Michigander Ed Lowe, who managed to convert kitty waste into hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.